Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoop Ball Pels is the show. Go and give us a follow if you don't mind, and yeah, we've got plenty of stuff going on over there, and yeah, that's where you can find all of the shows, and everything that's going on in my life, I suppose. We are back as always, and you know, breaking down the preseason that has continued. We've got a couple of games to talk about with that today. Yeah, plenty to break down. The roller coaster continues. A big win against the Magic, followed by a big shellacking by the Bulls. We're going to break down both of those and what we want to see going into the fourth preseason game against the Jazz coming up. We'll also have a chat about all of the stuff going on at Hoopball, the competition that's still running that I'm running in support of Feed the Second Line. And yeah, I think that will probably get us right to the half hour mark. So we'll do our best. I reckon off the bat, if you have time and you're listening on an Apple device, please go and give us a 5-star review, rating and review. We love that sort of stuff. That really supports me and it supports the show and helps it keep being free and as many times a week as I can manage. I love doing the show, obviously, and all of your support really, yeah, it's nice to hear the good feedback and get... interact with listeners and the like, and shout out to Ryan, who I was having a chat with on Twitter today. It was really nice to have a chat with you, and yeah, he got to sit three rows back from the Pelicans bench at the Bulls game, so I got some up close and personal details of the guys. So we'll have a chat about that as well when we get to the Bulls part. But yeah, if you ever just want to have a chat, well, feel free to reach out, because I'm always good for a yarn. That's one thing you'll always know about me. Now, before we dive in, I'll do all the administrative stuff. Mybookie.ag is one of the guys that support us, or one of the websites. Go and use that if you want to do your betting. Hoopball is the code when you sign up. You'll get a deposit match 100%. Always good fun. You can do pretty much anything over there in terms of your betting. So go and have a look at that. There are some issues if you want to be, if you sign up from Australia. But if you're in the US or a few other different countries, you're all right. I think there is a workaround for Australians, but I don't know the ins and outs of it. So you have to message Dan at Hoopball to be able to work that out. And they're always giving away little bonuses and stuff as well. I think they do free cash and stuff. So if you're not following all the Hoopball guys, Hoopball Fantasy, Dan Besperis, guys like that, you're missing out and you're doing yourself a disservice. Manscaped.com is our other sponsor, and good friends of Hoopball and end of the show. Hoopball 20, HOOPBALL20 is the code. Use that, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping for all of your shaving needs, moisturizers and everything else you want over there. In terms of grooming, you can probably find over there. And yeah, go and check them out and support them and tell them Hoopball sent you by using the code. So We appreciate their support as well. What else we got to talk about? Hoopball, you know, the Fantasy Pass is live. The Brewski 150 is dropped for Fantasy Pass holders now. Go over there and check out all of the subscriptions we have. There's the DFS Pass, Wager Pass, the Hoopball 360, which just gives you all access. And yeah, they're really good, especially if your fantasy drafts are coming up. Look, we're like 9 days away from the start of the season. So if your fantasy drafts haven't happened yet, they're probably happening this weekend. Or next weekend at the very latest. That's when all mine are happening. So go and use that, because that is the best draft guide, fantasy draft guide and rankings that you can get on the market. I think it's like $6 or something. So cheap as a Perth coffee. And yeah, you're laughing. So go and check all that stuff out. Hoop-ball.com is the website. That's where we're all based, where you can go and find everything. Go on the forums. There's plenty going on over there, guys. We're ramping right back up for the start of the season. So all the different team shows. I know there's a multitude of shows about to drop as well on the Hoopball platform. So go and have a look if you feel like it. And tell them Lyle sent you. I don't know how you can do that, but put in the forums and plug Hoopball Pills. But anyway, enough of my administrative carry-on. Actually, the last thing before I put my administrative to bed is the Zion competition, Feed the Second Line. Guys, pinned to my Twitter profile is a tweet. Retweet it, like it, and donate, I don't know, however much or as little as you want to Feed the Second Line. It'll give you an entry. Every $5 you spend, you get a second entry. So if you spend $5, you get one. If you spend $10, you get a bonus one. You spend $15, you get three. So go and do that. But you know, you can get one entry for $1 or you can get it for $5. It's up to you. You spend $10, you get two. And that'll run until the end of October. So we'll draw that, when we get to the end of October, and hopefully we can get a win and get a bit of money going into Feed the Second Line. And so far, for the people that have entered, thank you very much. We really appreciate the support, and it's great to see that people are supporting New Orleans, just like I'm trying to do, you know, because they support us. So, and they support the Pels, and so thank you very much for everyone that has dug deep and done that. So, all right, now for real, I've finished my administrative stuff. A little bit longer than usual, but that's all right. Sometimes we just got to get all that stuff done. Bit of housekeeping, you know, spring clean, so to speak. Well, it is down here anyway. I think it's autumn or something over there in the US, isn't it? But I digress. So, a few days ago, we had our second preseason game. It was the first game at the Smoothie King Center. First game back with crowd. Everyone was just going ballistic. It looked fantastic. Obviously, we had that the disappointing close loss to the Timberwolves a couple of nights before, and then on Wednesday the 6th of October we took on the Orlando Magic. Now, we were without Brandon Ingram, and we were without Zion Williamson, and Jackson Hayes obviously had the crook ankle as well. Valanciunas came in and debuted, and he was very impressive. Now, we came out to a very slow start in that game. It was 26-18 in the first quarter. Orlando really, I suppose they brought it to us. You know, it was one of those things that it wasn't that they played well. We just didn't either. You know, both teams were pretty average. They were just less average. We struggled to put the ball in the basket, and it was pretty obvious that we were still trying to figure out what that starting lineup was going to be like, particularly with the starting lineup of Nikhil, Najee, JV, Graham, and also Garrett Temple. It was a different one again. And from all reports during training camp, this is not a starting lineup that we've ever run. You know, it is purely out of necessity because we haven't got the players. And it makes it difficult, and guys playing different roles than perhaps they would have in the regular season. So, you know, you sort of take it with a grain of salt. Once the bench came in, we started getting into the swing of things a bit, and had a really big quarter. In that second quarter, it was 34-25, blitzed them, and all of a sudden it was like game on. At halftime, you're sitting there going, yep, it was really, really good to see. And JV became a bit of a focal point. Big Jonas, he, anytime there was a possession. The ball seemed to go through his hands, which I love to see. If it can go through the post or, you know, he gets it at the top of the three-point arc and can create, creating out of your five is such a great skill to have, and having a passing big man that's unselfish and also knows when to be in the right spot and when to be aggressive. You know, he's fantastic offensively as well. I think there was a few that he just needed his legs under him. He's a little bit rusty, but for the most part, he was very, very impressive on the night. And unfortunately, he copped a couple of technicals and got ejected, which was disappointing because he was on an absolute tear. In the beginning, Mo Bamba was just chopping in the first quarter. And JV then said, "Hey, listen here, young fella," and took him to task and ended up fouling him out in 12 minutes, 6 fouls in 12 minutes, which is impressive in itself. And then Big JV, unfortunately, got tossed himself because of really soft sort of response to the umpires. The umpires were just making some soft calls. He then waved them away like he was unhappy with it, and they said that was a technical. And you're like, well, jeepers. I mean, I've seen umpires be called much worse and treated much worse than that and haven't even looked like telling the guy off, whereas these were some, they were soft calls. But, you know, you got to respect the whistle. And unfortunately, JV in 19 minutes was tossed. He had 13 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, 2 blocks, 5 of 13 shooting, and one of 2 three-pointers. He hit his free throws as well, which you love to see. 5 of 13, obviously disappointing, but some of them were just gimmies that just didn't go, and that was just part and parcel of getting his legs under him and getting in the right spots and learning a new system and the like. So that was good. Third quarter, we continued on the tear, 20-17, and then the last quarter just absolutely blitzed them, 32-18, and pulled away, beating them by nearly 20-odd points. So happy with that. Really impressive by the guys. Trey Murphy was great off the bench, 29 minutes. He had 20 points, 6 rebounds, an assist, 7 of 13 shooting, and 6 of 9 from 3. And that 3-point spacing, oofed. It was really nice to see. His internal inside the arc game is still developing. We know that. He was pretty average outside of that. Or inside, he was, 6 of 9 from 3, so he hit one other shot. His other 5 shots, or 4 shots, he only hit one of them. But he's doing what he needs to do, and he's much more developed than I think most of us thought going in. That when you get a rookie, you think they're not going to contribute straight away. This guy looks like he could be a starter, and even though we'll get to the next game, which is a bit more disappointing, we still saw those flashes and that ability to space the floor. And if he's getting 6 of 9 threes, you know, say he hits a couple of threes a game, he's a great shooter, and he's a really smooth stroke. And when Zion's there and B.I.'s there, they're not going to be able to account for a guy like that. And if he's just getting like easy open looks, he's just going to splash them day in, day out. It is, honestly, they're going to be like layups for him. And, you know, you love to see it. Another great player for us was Nikhil Alexander Walker. He was really, really handy. 19 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 12 shooting, 5 of 9 from 3 as well. Hit his free throws. He had 4 turnovers, but he was asked to handle the ball a bit more and create and really be that go-to. So some of the turnovers also would, you know, it makes it difficult because he was trying and the refs just wouldn't give him some of those fouls, and the ball goes out of bounds because he gets knocked on the ground and no call. And yeah, disappointing to say the least, but that's what you get. Other key contributors, Najee had 9, 6 and 3, which is a Najee Marshall line. JV, as I said, 13 and 9. Graham, quiet with 3 points, 2 rebounds, but 7 assists and a steal. He was 1 of 5 from the field, and he's still finding his range. He's still settling in. Garrett Temple was quiet in 11 minutes. He didn't score and had 3 rebounds. Kyra off the bench had 10, 4, and 4, and a steal, and he was solid. Looks like he can really start to create. Josh Hart, 9 and 6. Herb had 6 points and 2 assists and 2 steals. What else we have? Satoransky was again a bit more aggressive, but 0 of 3 from his shooting. He had 3 points on the night, no assists. And you want, if he's going to win this backup point guard role and beat out Kyra, which who knows, he didn't in this game, yeah, he's going to have to do something. But You just want him to be more aggressive and control and be a point guard. And we haven't really seen that yet. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, still early. Billy was okay. He had 7-7. He had a Billy-type game. 3 of 9 shooting. He's really come back and he looks a bit slower, I think, this year. He looks like he's had a pretty good off-season in Spain. You know, his Instagram's full of him drinking wine and being merry, and you know, maybe it'll take a little bit to run off the Spanish festivities. You know, he's been having a bit of fun over there, and hopefully he can get himself back into shape. And especially with Jackson out, you know, the longer he's out for, well, the more we're going to rely on Billy. I think he fits in different lineups compared to Jackson, and obviously very different players, but he's going to be a key contributor this year, and we're going to need him in the depth chart, particularly down the stretch. You know, he's going to be a guy that is going to have to fill in some spot minutes, and we need him to contribute, and we need him to be fit. So we'll see what happens, but all in all, pretty good. If we go over to the stats, in terms of team stats, they shot 36% from the field. We dragged ourselves back to a 35.5%, but it really was a tale of two halves. We shot 18 of 35 from 3, 51%. They only hit 11 at 32%. We left a few free throws on the table, but again, they were the big guys. It wasn't really anyone too suspect or guilty of it. Everyone just sort of left them. Steals, we had 8. Blocks, they had 8, but that was mostly in the first quarter. They were getting into it. 16 to 10 turnovers, but the difference was they had 16 turnovers, and we exploited that for 27 points off turnovers, which means you're turning it over in the live ball, and you're all of a sudden scoring off the turnovers. We had 10 turnovers, and they only got 10 points off it. So that means that you're having dead ball ones where you can get your defense set up, or you're pushing back and stopping the fast break or affecting that ability for the guys to get easy runouts. And that is something that I love to see, because defense leads to offense. And if you're turning 16 turns into 27 points, well, the difference was only, 22? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, but it seems to be pretty close in terms of being able to get easy baskets and flogging a team. So let's do that. That's what they always do to us. So let's turn the tables around and keep that going. And yeah, really like the defensive effort in this one. And the guys played free. They looked like they were really happy to be playing with one another. There was carry on in the bench and everyone's jumping into one another and, you know, high-fiving and smiling and joking. And I don't think we saw much of that last year. Yeah, okay, everyone's more happy when you win last year, but there is a real a real vibe around this team that guys enjoy being around one another. And maybe that's this Nashville off-season, you know, where everyone got to have a bit of fun and relax and get to know one another. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we keep it going.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Now, fast forward 48 hours or thereabouts, we head over to Saturday night, which was Sunday morning for me. It was Friday night. Saturday morning for me. We flew to Chicago Bulls and reunited with the former point guard of the Pelicans, /3-and-D wing, depending on what you subscribe to. Lonzo Ball. So he was part of the trade. Obviously, it was a Sato and Garrett Temple revenge game. It turned into be an absolute shellacking from the Bulls. We just didn't really fire a shot. And it sort of started at the start. I mean, Lonzo was fantastic. I can't fault him for that. There was a lot of fire in this one, I think, between the fan bases based on Sam Smith. That's his name. He, the guy that wrote the Jordan rules way back, he was irrelevant for a while and then he got back famous because he was on The Last Dance. And so then all of a sudden he's writing again and, he's a bit of a shock jock. So I don't think people should be too concerned about what he writes because he's always been like this. You take those articles with a grain of salt. So basically he wrote this big article bigging up Lonzo Ball. Fantastic article, honestly. I mean, it's well written. If you're a Bulls supporter, you can see that, it was to hype everyone up and get them involved. But there were some subtle jabs at the Pelicans, which just didn't really sit right with the fan base. And I think, understandably so, there was no need for them to have a crack at us at the expense of building Lonzo up. You know, like, we know what Lonzo can do. He's been a fantastic player throughout the journey. He just wasn't the right fit going forward. We needed change. Everyone, our two stars, Brandon Ingram and Zion, said that needed to be changed. Unfortunately, he was part of it. They didn't want to pay him $84 million over 4 years. Well, that's the GM's prerogative. He does what he wants. You know, you get Devontae Graham for half the price. So, I don't know. The article, it was published on the Bulls' official website, like on NBA.com. So, it's a bit disappointing to see that they can slap around another team for pretty much unprovoked. It wasn't really the need for it. But anyway, let him have his moment in the sun once again. And we'll move on with our lives. But surrounding that, you know, for the Pelicans fans, that is like a red flag to a Bull. Sorry about the pun. It really did put some fire into it. And we're hoping that the Pelicans would have come out and really fired a shot and just said, well, do you know what? Yeah, you were great here. You were part of it. But this is us now. We're going to bring this defensive intensity and we're going to give you a slap around. We had no Zion. We had no BI once again. We had no Jackson. But the guys that were on the court can play basketball. And that's what we wanted to see. Unfortunately, the roller coaster took a bit of a dip and we got smashed. So unfortunately, we sort of lied down and, Lonzo starred for him, which was even probably more adding salt to the wounds, which is disappointing, but you get that. Oh, you get that. It's all part of it. And it's preseason and we put these little asterisks on things, but honestly, the effort wasn't there. The guys looked tired. The shots weren't falling and honestly, the better team won. They really did. So we can put all the excuses under the sun, but at the end of the day, they played really well, led by their stars in DeRozan, LaVine, Vucevic. Ball played well, and this young Green kid off the bench that was their starting small forward, he was really good as well, brought a lot of energy. You know, really all the way down their roster, their guys played well, and the ball went in, and it makes it easy when the ball goes in, and for us, the ball did not go in. It started in the first few minutes. You know, they went on a big run. We couldn't get the ball in at all. We were shooting threes left, right, and center, and just hit eight for the whole game, 20%. You know, they only shot 12 of 35, 34%, but everything else was just fantastic. We shot 33% for the whole game, 31 made baskets to 47 out of 96. They shot 49%, and you can't stop them. You know, you really can't. They play at all three levels. They move the ball. And that was probably something that I was disappointed at in this one because we've been really good at assisting in the first two games. And this one, the ball stuck. People looked like they just did not know what they were going to do. Everyone wanted to be a hero, but no one delivered. So that was disappointing. You know, we had three guys get over 10 points. And you can't have that in a basketball game when all of their starters except one had over 12, and Caruso off the bench had 10 as well. You know, it really isn't good enough. And we'll have to rebound after that. So the final score was 121-85. Really disappointing loss. The old 50-pointer. At least we held the 60 away. But, yeah. No, that stings. But, so, if we go to the summary, the team summary, and we have a look at the actual numbers on the whole game. They had 32 assists on 47 made field goals. You know, how good is that? That's really impressive that they moved the ball, and you could see it. The ball was moving and the shots were falling. We had 18 assists on 31. So, what's that? Just over 50% of our shots were assisted. All the rest means that these guys had to create on their own. And it was obvious. These guys got the ball, our guys, and they didn't move the ball. This 0.5 offense just disappeared. Everyone was like, no, I'm going to break the ball down and I'm going to go between my legs and I'm going to spin. And, you know, a perfect example was Najee Marshall. You know, I'm a big fan of him, but there was a point where he decided he was going to go full ISO, threw the legs around the back, ran into the, towards the key, ran baseline, ran into a defender, kicked it out and just threw it out of bounds and then shook his head at Herb. It was like, well, you were in the corner, kick the ball around, swing it. Test the defense out. There were some plays that were fantastic, but that was one that stuck with me that was just really disappointing to see that from all the effort of moving the ball, it just stuck so often. So, I mean, we got smashed in the rebounds, 58 to 45. And, you know, you typically if you lose the rebounds, you lose the game as a rule of thumb. Steals, 14 to 7. Blocks, 7 to 4. Turnovers, we had 18, they had 12. Points off turnovers, we had 12 and they had 31. What was the difference in the game? Yeah, exactly. You know, all of a sudden it turns back into a 10-point game or a 15-point game rather than this massive blowout. Points off turnovers, live ball turnovers, kill teams. They kill teams and they killed us. So really disappointing, but, you know, we've got to get better at taking care of the ball. You can't have 31 turnovers. You can't have 31 points off turnovers and expect to win. Key contributors for us, we had 7 points from Nikhil. He was average. He looked like his legs weren't under him. He was 1 of 7 from 3 of 15. There was a couple of air balls. He only had one turnover, but he was a minus 29 on the night, which, yeah, it's not great. Valanciunas had 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal and a block, pretty full stat line, and he was solid, 5 of 12 shooting. But yeah, again, minus 23 on the night. He got outplayed by Vucevic, he really did, and Vuce copped a lot of fouls, like a lot of cheap fouls as well, but JV just, yeah, he was a bit outmatched. But, you know, Vucevic is that all-star caliber player, and he knew exactly what he was trying to do, and spread him out a bit, and kept him away from the ability to rebound, which is something that we needed to do a bit more. You know, 4 rebounds for him is not many. He's usually a double-double guy pretty easily and consistently. Graham was quiet again. 5, 4, and 2 assists. 2 of 8 shooting. 1 of 5 from 3. Najee Marshall had 16 points, so he's solid. 7 rebounds and assists, a steal. 7 of 11 shooting, but 0 of 3 from 3. And he had 3 turnovers, same as Graham. Garrett Temple was probably his best game. He had 7 points and 4 rebounds and assist. 1 of 4 three-pointers. Trey Murphy off the bench, he was probably our best again. And even he had a bad game. He got done for traveling. There was some turnovers. He just looked like it wasn't going in this one. And he still ended up with 17 and 10. 10 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. But 4 of 12 shooting. 3 of 7 three-pointers. You know, that 3-point shot is saving him, but 3 turnovers as well. So, solid, but just struggled a bit. And so we did get to go down the depth chart a bit. So, Herb played 16 minutes. Billy was average in 13. Satoransky did nothing in 10. Lazada, Diddy was... Yeah, there's going to have to be something done with him because he's a bit all over the shop. So, hopefully he can improve, but he hasn't shown anything yet. Thomas, he posterized some guy at like 2 players with like a minute to go, but he had 5 points and he was solid. He looked good. And Alvarado, again, he brings a lot of pressure. He had 1 rebound and 1 block in his 5 minutes, but he plays hard. And that's all you can ask from a guy. Two-way player, you know, work your butt behind off so you can get some playing time, and that's what he did. So you love to see it. Over at the other side, DeRozan was solid in 28 minutes, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Levine, 21 points. Vucevic, 16 and 10, 2 assists and 4 steals. Lonzo had 19, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. 7 of 9 shooting, 5 of 6 from 3, and he torched us. He really did. Caruso had 10, 5 rebounds, 5 assists and 2 steals off the bench, and a couple of 3-pointers and 2 buzzer beaters, which were pretty impressive in themselves. They went right down the depth chart and everyone did a little bit of everything. So, honestly, takeaways from this game. Effort. It was the big thing. I suppose that's number one. I don't even need to go into it. The guys just looked tired. They looked lethargic. They looked like they didn't want to be there. And they got slapped because of it. You know, and hopefully with a couple of days off, you know, you're going to go and play the Jazz. You'll be refreshed. You've had a couple of days at home to chill out. And, fingers crossed they can rebound against them and have a real crack, because I think this team has some potential. It really does. There's no issue with the level of talent on the team. It's about putting it all together, and there are going to be teething issues. Don't get me wrong. I'm not under any illusion that bringing in all these new players, a new coach, new assistant coach, we're back in front of crowds, we're still adjusting these COVID measures and whatever that means. There's the media scrutiny of it all. There's a lot going on besides purely going in and playing basketball. So the guys will take time. Hopefully the teething issues work themselves out pretty early on in the season, and we'll be able to work out what these key contributors are going to look like and how this team's going to look. But, you know, it'll take as long as it takes. The theme, I suppose, of the first three games is that it's still not clear who this other guy is going to be and what this guard rotation is going to look like. Nikhil's going to be in there. Devontae's going to be in there. Trey Murphy, I guess, falls in more of the wing sort of size. But as to what this starting lineup is going to look like, I don't know. And whether BI shifts up to the 2, Najee starts. There's still a lot of question marks for me. And that's something that we're going to have to work out. And overarching, we've got to stop starting so slow. You dig yourself a hole and then you've got to fight back. If we just come out from the start and build a big lead, guys drop their heads. If the ball starts going in and it's not going in at your end, you lose momentum. You lose confidence. Then it gets harder to do. And we saw it. We saw it against the Bulls. We struggled against the Timberwolves until the second half. You got to start fast. And that might mean taking controlled shots. We don't need to launch 5 or 6 threes before the ball goes through everyone's hands. Move the ball. Get used to it. Warm the ball up, you know, like get used to the feel of it. Get your legs under you with a few layups or shoot some free throws. We don't need to launch threes to begin the game. We don't expect people to. Make it, if it is the first shot because that's the greatest shot that you got, then do it by all means. If we've swung the ball around and it's hit Trey Murphy in the corner, bang, 3, delicious. If you walk up the court, put it through your legs and do a pull-up 3 from the elbow or from the wing, you know, I don't think that's a good shot. And you don't need to start the game like that. Build a lead. It doesn't happen in one possession. Momentum breeds momentum. You know, kinetic energy. Science. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But that's what you need to do. Fast starts. Stop digging holes for ourselves. We did it last year. Let's not do that again. It's frustrating to watch. We did it with Alvin. Let's get it going. Let's change that. Change the narrative. You know, good to great. That's what they're preaching. That's what we've got to do. That's what the step is. We'll see what happens. So I'm going to leave it with that. Again, thank you to the sponsors we talked about. The competition is still live. Go and check that out on my Twitter. We've got the big game against the Jazz coming up. I suppose that'll be when the next episode drops, I guess. If my spidey senses tingle enough, that's when it's probably going to happen. Otherwise, I want everyone to stay safe out there. Look after one another. you know, be kind. Look after one another. Anyway, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. At Hoopball Pels on the is the show on Twitter. At Lyle Swithenbank is me. Hoop-ball.com presentation. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.